He came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house he asked them, "What were you arguing on the way?" But they were silent, for they had disputed one with another on the way about who was the greatest. And he sat down, and called the 12, and he said to them, "If anyone wants to be first, he must be last of all, and servant of all." He took a little child, and set him in the midst of them. Taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such little child in my name, receives me, and whoever receives me, does not receive me, but him who sent me." John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him, because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not forbid him, for there is no one who will do a mighty work in my name, and be able quickly to speak evil of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. For whoever will give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to the Messiah, truly I tell you, he will in no way lose his reward. Whoever will cause one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if he was thrown into the sea with a millstone hung around his neck. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off." Translator note: this is hyperbole or idiom meaning to stop doing a sin. End of note. It is better for you to enter into life maimed, rather than having your two hands to go into hell, into the unquenchable fire. If your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. Translator note: this is hyperbole or idiom meaning to stop doing a sin. End of note. It is better for you to enter into life lame, rather than having your two feet to be cast into hell. If your eye causes you to stumble, cast it out. Note: idiom meaning to stop doing a sin. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell, where their worm does not die, and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire, and every sacrifice will be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how can you make it salty? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another.